most of my friends, right, were generally, like, more attractive than me. Like, if you look at my closest friends, especially when we were younger, I was never the hot friend. The average guys you guys talk about so dearly, if they were interested in me, they would ask me about my friend first. And if that didn't work out, then they would come crawling to me.
Second place, Pearl. The most desperate woman on YouTube. She's basically been spiraling out of control since I made my first video on her, and her reputation has taken a hit because of it. She's still up to no good, spouting any nonsense that she possibly can so that bottom of the barrel men will give her attention. Saying things like, "Was he really abusive?" or "Did you bring the abuse out of him?" For her to say something that's so on the nose for an abuser to say, it is beyond desperate. "Look what you made me do. You made me hit you, woman."
Women are not getting abused left, right, and center. Most abusive situations, the parties are abusing each other. Sorry, guys, but you attract what you are.
You have to wonder why she would go so far to be so desperate for a crumb of male attention.
I have one answer for you. Low self-esteem. From a young age, I haven't thought highly of myself. I never thought that I deserved a lot, to be honest. I never thought of myself as a queen. And I never thought of myself super highly.
Oof, that was rough to watch, wasn't it? Possibly the most pathetic clip I've ever seen on YouTube. That clip explains a lot about the psychology of second place Pearl. And despite it being 2 years old, not much has changed.
It seems there's a lot of pretty privilege in what you're saying, and that you're white and you present.
Do you think I'm pretty? Thank you. They call me ugly on the internet all the time.
I don't mean to say I think you're gorge. I just mean that there are a certain value that we give to certain bodies.
She's like, "So you think I'm pretty?" And the woman's just like, "No."
I don't mean to say I think you're gorge.
I love how Pearl is scraping the bowl for just remnants of a compliment. Like, imagine fishing for a compliment and then getting shut down like this. It's so embarrassing. Her insecurities are still very much alive and well, and they have caused her to act completely unhinged, especially on Twitter, where she regularly deletes golden nuggets like this. 16-year-old chicks are... Wait, I should say in the Pearl voice. 16-year-old chicks are hotter than 26-year-old chicks. Like, I don't know, she sounds fat. She can literally change the way that she presents her voice. She is choosing to have these inflections that make her sound like she's 300 pounds. She's so desperate for male attention that she's resorted to speaking this way about underage girls to her audience of grown men on her Twitter. She also resorts to insulting random women's looks for committing the cardinal sin of letting time pass. She says 35-year-old women are uglier than 25-year-old women. And I think we know why she randomly lashes out at women who are over 30. It's because Pearl lost her boyfriend, who took her virginity, to a woman that was older.
He was older than me.
Oh, okay.
So he had girlfriends before me. 2 weeks after, like, we ended it, he starts dating a new girl. Like, I think he's gonna marry that girl or did, I don't really know. Yeah, I was, like, obsessed. I was so sad because I felt like I waited because I was a sophomore in college when I lost my virginity. So I was, like, halfway through college. It's late.
Yeah. You know, it's not about you. It's, I'm gonna drop something. It's the timing.
Well, no. It was because he literally, like, went on to marry the next girl. So something. But it's funny because the girl was older than me. So by the manosphere's perspective, like, I would have won.
Pearl says that being 30 is too old to be sexy, but clearly it's young enough to take her man. Maybe she could have kept her man by smelling good, by using Reed Street soap. Reed Street is a company that I help design candles and soaps with, and they are so beautiful and unique. This one is the Bimbo Power. It has a heart and it smells like strawberry. And this one is Mountain Man. This is one of my favorites for men. It doesn't smell too feminine while still smelling sweet. But also, candles. So I didn't want to use this one because I want you guys to see the design on it. It's two little gingerbread men. It's so, I mean, gingerbread Zem, and they're so cute. It definitely smells like gingerbread. This one is the Winter Wonderland, and it has all this glitter in it with the snowflakes. It's so pretty. And it smells kind of like a cookie a little bit. This one is Candy Cane Lane. You really smell that minty flavor in it, and it's really good. It's very refreshing. So if you guys want to buy any of these candles, you can on reedsoap.shop, and you can use the code COMFY for 15% off of anything you buy in the store. And by the way, these would make really nice gifts, and they're really well done, and they smell good. It's soy wax, and all of the ingredients in the soaps and candles that are used are high quality, so there's never any soot that comes out of it that's gross or nasty. But anyway, back to the video. Pearl's willingness to say anything that she can for male approval is the reason why nobody respects her enough to work with her anymore. It's a big factor for why a channel of her size being almost 2 million subscribers really doesn't perform that well. She doesn't really make good content overall, so that's why she has to resort to clout sharking smaller creators who get more views than her. Like she did here with Destiny, saying that he's irrelevant as she gets 12,000 views on her video after 4 days. That is like $12 of ad rev. Obviously, everyone has videos that underperform at some point, but her videos are getting nowhere near what they're supposed to be. Most channels that post a lot of videos have to hit at least 10% of their audience. And Pearl's lucky if she gets anywhere near that. The vast majority of her videos have less than 5%. On her 24-hour live stream that was running for 2 to 3 weeks, when I went to click it, it only had one viewer, which was me. The only reason that she's been able to sustain her channel as long as she has is because of her multi-million dollar daddy that's willing to pay for her every time she fails a project. So I wouldn't really consider her successful at anything except for putting a hole in her dad's wallet. How could such a large YouTuber fail while being backed by a multi-million dollar family? That's really pathetic. Instead of making valuable content that people actually want to watch, second place Pearl is just too busy screaming into the void on Twitter about 30-year-old women because one took her man once. And that's why Pearl is clearly upset that she does not get the male validation that she needs in order to not act up. She made some comments about Simpcast, which is a podcast that I've been on for some time, and she says, "These are the women we're simping over that are the epitome of hotness? You showed me an epidemic. These mid at best post-wall women think that they are the hottest thing since sliced break. I'm crying. This is too funny. I'm pretty sure everyone on that panel is taken. At least they can get a man." She can throw these insults, but then as soon as her audience responds, letting her know that she looks older than the 30-year-olds that she loves bashing, despite being only 26, then she gets defensive and backtracks. "Saying I look old for my age won't make you look any younger. There's things other than looks." If that were true, then she wouldn't be attacking 30-year-olds for their youth and attractiveness. Now, would she?
"Men value purity and youth."
Yeah.
"Purity, youth, beauty."
She also complained about me commenting on her looks under the tweet of another delusional lolcow that I've covered. Pearl insinuates that I am anti-woman because I commented on her appearance. Imagine being called anti-woman by Pearl. What I actually commented on was her lack of self-care, which is 100% in her control. I want to address how people, including Pearl, say to attack her arguments and not her appearance. Now, people have insulted Pearl over her genetics and things she can't change, like her being a 6-foot-tall husky woman.
Go apply to be on the oil rigs. Go be a plumber. Go be an electrician. Go be on the front lines of the military. And then we should have equal rights. But until feminists are willing to do that, I don't believe we should have the freedom without the responsibility.
Okay, well, I don't think that I'm physically built for that. You might be.
Wow.
Now, I'm not saying that people should go on Second Place Pearl's YouTube page and go harass her about genetics that she has no control over. But I have to wonder, how many times does it take for Pearl to insult people's appearances unwarranted before it's okay to do the same thing back to her? And she does this all the time, like with women and their age. That's something you can't control. Like, God damn it, you let time pass. So I want to say in regard to my critique on her, I think it's been completely fair. I think it's fair to point out that she doesn't brush her greasy flat hair that's stuck to her head. or how she doesn't bother to wear attractive clothes that flatter her body, or how she neglects her bodily self-care. And it's so bad that when I reverse image searched her picture of her in a bikini, Google thought she was a pregnant woman, as well as a power lifter. Literally, Google, a robot's best guess of what Pearl's body type is that of a pregnant woman or someone who bulks on purpose. And there's really no excuse for it. She's not suffering a specific health issue other than overeating. And I think it's not only fair to critique those things, but also the fact that she has premature wrinkles, because once again, this is a lack of feminine self-care. Why is her skin so heavily damaged at 26, now 27 because I didn't realize her birthday was so soon? Happy birthday, Pearl. But why did she let her skin get like this? Why can't she use daddy's money to go buy some sunscreen? A lot of this is very much preventable, and it shows a lack of self-care. Even if you have really bad genetics, these are premature wrinkles due to a lack of using sun protection and her not using some tretinoin. If you're a woman and you're the one saying how women are valued for their purity, youth, and beauty, you would think you would care to put on some sunscreen. She can literally afford as many laser treatments as she needs. Genetics do play a role, and there are some things that are really stubborn and hard to treat, but in this case, Pearl's skin looks pretty neglected for a 26-year-old. So I think it's obvious that her skin is left in such critical condition due to her neglect in skincare and also other unhealthy lifestyle choices. The micro reflects the macro, and how people operate on a small scale tends to be how they operate on a big scale. So, considering the state of her skin quality, she probably does other things that age her too, like a lot of drinking or smoking compounded with other unhealthy habits. For example, why I think she drinks is because she constantly is deleting what seems like drunk tweets to the point where somebody has made an entire account dedicated to posting Pearl's deleted tweets. This is very desperate of her and very attention-seeking behavior. You know, she does all these things that aren't very ladylike or feminine, yet she's preaching about how modern women aren't feminine. Meanwhile, she can't even dress herself or even brush her own hair or take care of her skin. And because of this reoccurring disheveled appearance and not trying to wear things that flatter her body or doing any form of feminine self-care or correcting her gorilla stance, she makes every woman that she stands next to look feminine in contrast. She could have easily looked up on YouTube how to pose in a more feminine and flattering way. She can look up how to style herself in a more feminine manner. I already gave her enough advice in my first video. So clearly, she's just not interested in improving. So this isn't just me critiquing how Pearl takes care of herself. It's relevant to the point that she holds all these other women to the standard to get married, and she herself also wants to get married. Yet, she's none of these things. I think her poor grooming habits contribute to why nobody respects her and why a large portion of her male audience isn't interested in watching her. And again, I'm really not saying this to dunk on people who have medical issues, like autoimmune issues with their skin, acne. I truly understand the struggle of going to the doctor several times and then you still have skin issues no matter how healthy you eat or what creams you put on your face. And that is a reality that people deal with, including myself. But in Pearl's case, it seems like she's not even trying, especially as somebody who puts herself on a pedestal and talks down to all these other women, including 30-year-old women who might actually be putting in a lot more self-care than she is. But this is Pearl's response to the haters.
And why do you think people call you a pick-me?
They're idiots.
And why do you think they are idiots for calling you a pick-me?
Because it's usually if I say something they don't like. They'll say, oh, she's just saying that because she wants to get picked. But really, they're just kind of dumb. Like, they can't think about what I'm saying. I'll give you an example. I say, hey, fat chicks are fat. Mm-hmm. And they get mad at me. But I mean, what did you, they're fat.
Women with OnlyFans, older women, single mothers, overweight women will all hate on my appearance, call me ugly, call me a whore, whatever they feel like that day. It's always the person saying it, not the argument. So basically, everybody who doesn't like Pearl is an old, fat, ugly slut. She herself said that having more than two bodies is promiscuous, so I don't really get why she's even complaining about being called a slut. And she says nobody has arguments, but she generally does not deal with criticism well, like how she did on Piers Morgan.
She's facing a major backlash for posting a song titled Why Can't We Talk About the Jews, which she dedicated to far-right commentator Nick Fuentes before later deleting it.
Why can't we talk about them?
And I couldn't really believe what I was watching. I didn't know why did you find it funny?
Huh?
Did you find it funny? I mean, you know the backlash to it. I mean, you deleted it. You obviously thought you shouldn't have posted it.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you do that?
Look at her face. It looks like she got caught with her pants down. She really thought if she deleted the song that he would not talk about it. Where was her argument there? She just looks embarrassed. She also notably did very poorly on the H3H3 debate. She really couldn't defend her positions at all and would do cop-outs. And it was so bad that she had to resort to getting a man to help her during the debate.
They're saying that number's inflated.
Who's saying? They didn't say that. That what you read did not say it's inflated.
No, I said also that 12% number they're giving you is highly inflated.
Based on what? Because what you just read to me doesn't disprove what I said at all. It actually makes perfect sense.
No, but they're saying it's inflated. I don't know.
They did not say that.
Who's they?
They didn't say that.
Who's they?
It's just someone I do research with.
Just someone. Okay.
Yeah.
Literally being fed answers because she cannot handle a debate by herself. She basically loses every debate she's in, and the best case scenario is that she ties with someone and then declares herself the winner. And let's not forget how she falsely copy-struck another YouTuber, which is the ultimate I don't have an argument. So I don't really want to hear the attack her arguments, not her appearance bullshit anymore. People like her are not entitled to kindness. And I especially don't think Second Place Pearl is entitled to my kindness after she gave what she thought was my nudes to Rolo Tomasi, according to him.
What she did was she DM'd Glenn Lawrence. But the fact of the matter is that she's trying to bait me with quote unquote real nudes of Brittany Venti. The fact that she would think that I would want these in the first, like it would be something worthwhile for me to like, oh, hey, look, I got them real. Here it is, guys. No, I turned those fucking things down. If you want to see that video, it's in my video archives, right?
Now, after we've seen that clip, I would like to read this quote from Pearl. I welcome debate, but if it goes part the argument where I'm being tweeted at naked pictures and trolling, it is not a productive conversation. Interesting, but she has no problem sharing what she thought was my revenge porn to other YouTubers out of vendetta. By the way, some important context is that Rolo is Pearl's icon. He is her inspiration to taking the red pill and making content about it.
When we started, he was really helpful to me in my set.
Yes.
And so he was helping me with stuff and he was giving me advice.
Mm-hmm.
I start to blow up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to get him to like mentor me.
Sure.
And I think like I was saying, I would pay him for his time. Mm-hmm. And because I really looked up to him. Like, sure. Honestly, I thought like he was so smart and like I just really loved his streams.
Yeah.
He went on this like podcast and then was like, oh, Pearl, I don't remember what he said. Mm-hmm. It really hurt my feelings, though, to be honest. He calls me an idiot all the time.
In my opinion, I think she was just trying to get on his good side. But Rolo is such a conspiracy theorist that he thinks Pearl was trying to entrap him with the photos.
But the very fact that that even was the first thing to come to her head leads me to believe that's malicious as fuck. This is basically Pearl wanting to bait me. You can explain that to the Daily fucking Wire, who I will gladly send these to right now. Maybe then they'll drop your ass. And maybe then finally you'll go away. Maybe then you'll go die in a fiery car wreck somewhere. Go away. You want the red pill to die? You're already killing it quite well. Thank you very much.
Before this, Rolo also threatened to share my revenge porn before that he got from an anonymous fan. But he ended up making an ass of himself because it was actually just me emailing him to troll him. They're trading what they think is my revenge porn like they're Yu-Gi-Oh cards, acting like my left tit was a piece of Exodia. So anyway, after Rolo was trolled by me, he is now paranoid of any information that he gets, and rightfully so for not fact checking. But because of that, he thinks that Pearl fed him false information maliciously. But it's really just that she doesn't do any research before she opens her mouth, and I've covered a lot about this on my channel already. I've addressed these nudes before, and you can literally find the video about it by typing nudes on my YouTube channel, but she doesn't even do bare minimal research. We already knew that. And seriously, like, Rolo and her are allergic to research. And this is exactly why I started trolling about having nudes. It's because people like Rolo and Second Place Pearl are so desperate to get them. Another example of her scurrying around for dirt and getting things wrong is the Steven Crowder situation. So she tweeted about Steven Crowder's cam footage where he was rude to his pregnant wife. So Pearl, in response to this, said, "A lot of you owe this man an apology." What she didn't expect was that it would be her that would have to do the apologizing. Because it turns out she doxed Steven Crowder's kids' names, who are underage, and their nanny's address. Obviously, I'm not going to show it on YouTube, but I did see it with my own eyes, and it did happen, and I do have the receipts to prove it. Now, Pearl claims that she didn't dox his kids' names since Crowder posted their names on Twitter beforehand. And this is true. But I think she had no idea that the kids' names were public and just got lucky. Because if she actually knew that their names were public, why wouldn't she blur out the nanny's address? So clearly she wasn't actually aware of the information that she was posting from the document. Once again, she's completely reckless and does not fact check before she digs her little rat holes for a crumb of attention to eat. And it's even worse when you realize that this is a failed attempt for Steven Crowder's attention. Because she would have been better than Steven Crowder's wife. She would have did anything for him that he said, like a dog. Pick Pearl because she doesn't have boundaries, unlike those other girls. Those other girls and their healthy boundaries. Women used to be criminally prosecuted and punished for nagging their husbands. Should we bring this back? Yeah, you know Pearl, she's just docile, feminine, and quiet, and she won't nag like those other old hags. Even though she cannot shut her own mouth to save her own ass. I need to smell this candle to decompress because this is so stressful watching a woman be this desperate. Because it gets worse. Just when you thought it couldn't get more pathetic, it does. Pearl offered her land for a man to marry her. Offering her land that her daddy gave her, hoping that it would convince a man to marry her. I regret to inform you at the age of 27 now, because her birthday just happened. I know I said she was 26 earlier, but it hasn't worked. The only man I have seen express interest in Pearl was a YouTuber whose significant other mysteriously went missing. And he didn't talk about her disappearance for months or even ask his followers for help. And only after a few months of his significant other going missing, he tweets Pearl this: "I am hereby offering to squirt out baby with pearly things. Insemination claimable between the months of September to December 2023. For birth around June to September of 2024. Travel fees may apply." That is the type of man that Pearl attracts. One that won't even pay for her travel fees to have a baby with him. Meanwhile, you have boys in France carrying entire bed frames to sleep next to a woman. And by the way, he has a history of going out with mentally disabled chicks, so make of that what you will.
Sorry guys, but you attract what you are.
If Second Place Pearl worked on her feminine self-care and worked on her skills, she wouldn't have to resort to these dirty tactics. She's unable to replicate her success on YouTube because she doesn't have the skill set to do so. So that's where Pearl is now. She just spams on Twitter screaming into the void because nobody actually takes her seriously anymore. Her desperation for male attention and massive insecurities seeped out into her work and ruined her reputation. And despite her desperately pandering to men, they still don't even want to watch her on YouTube. Second Place Pearl is unable to hold the interest of the men that she so desperately tries to impress. Obviously like the video because it was good and subscribe to my channel for more. And I just did a move recently. I took so long to make this video because I had to unpack, and then I found out that my second monitor completely broke on me. So that's fun. But anyway, I'll probably do a follow-up stream after this when my monitor comes in. So make sure that you subscribe with the notification bell on. And thank you so much to my patrons for supporting me on Patreon. If you would like to be credited as a producer, you can do so at patreon.com/Brittany Venti. And if you want to be nice to me for Christmas because you like the video so much, be sure to buy the candles from Reed Street Soap. And the soaps too. This is the Mountain Man one for the guys out there. It's really good. And this is the Bimbo Bar, the strawberry one. Anyways, thanks for watching. Bye-bye. Leave.